in the Midwest. Over 900 employees of the Mayo Clinic hospital system have contracted COVID-19 in just the last 2 weeks. The infections led to a labor shortage at the Mayo Clinic campus in Rochester, Minnesota, where intensive care unit beds are filled to capacity and over 1,000 healthcare workers are off the job due to COVID-19 exposure or diagnosis. Stat News reports hospitals in at least 25 states are critically short of nurses, doctors, and other staff. In a conference call with President-elect Joe Biden Wednesday, Minnesota Nurses Association President Mary Turner described the toll the outbreak is having on frontline healthcare workers.
The physical impacts of this virus have been devastating. I myself have held the hand of dying patients who are crying out for their family that they can't see. I've taken care of coworkers as they fight for their lives on a ventilator.
As the head of the Minnesota Nurses Association broke down, President-elect Biden also wiped away a tear, promising personal protective equipment and paying sick leave for frontline workers. He said the Trump administration's refusal to acknowledge the outcome of the election was preventing his transition team from accessing critical data about the U.S. outbreak and could slow the distribution of vaccines in 2001.
There's a whole lot of things that are we just don't have available to us, which unless it's made available soon, we're going to be behind by weeks or months being able to put together the whole initiative.